From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Amid the ongoing turmoil in Egypt, the State Department says it expects to evacuate about 1,200 U.S. citizens from Egypt today on 9 flights. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. has been chartering flights for Americans worried about the chaotic situation there.
State Department officials say they expect to continue evacuating Americans over the next few days. More than 2,400 U.S. citizens have sought help, officials say. The State Department acknowledges that communications have been a problem. Internet and cell phone service have been interrupted as the protests continue. The department is urging friends and family in the U.S. to let their loved ones in Egypt know that flights to Europe are available, and information is on the State Department's website. Americans evacuated are expected to reimburse the government for the cost of the flight. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The situation in Egypt is also disrupting life for hundreds of American students. Many of them are being evacuated from programs in Cairo and other cities, but many are also planning to stay, as we hear from NPR's Larry Abramson.
Georgetown University announced it has flown 15 students from its program in Cairo to the Persian Gulf. George Washington University has 2 students in Alexandria and 12 in Cairo. They're being advised to avoid demonstrations, and the school is looking at ways to bring students back to the U.S. But Mariah Converse, who's doing postgraduate work at the American University in Cairo, says she is staying.
I think it would be a mistake for me to leave now, just when real change is happening and real improvements seem to possibly be ahead of us, and when I don't feel in any kind of danger.
Converse says demonstrators have been assuring her that she is safe. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Federal judge in Florida has ruled today the Obama administration's broad new health care overhaul law is unconstitutional, contending the government cannot require some people buy health insurance. The U.S. District Court judge in the case is signing with 26 states that have sought to block the new law. The judge accepting without trial the state's argument it violates people's rights by forcing them to purchase health insurance by 2014 or face penalties. The matter is likely to end up in the Supreme Court. Factory activity appears to be picking up in the nation's heartland, where reports showed manufacturing activity there has hit a 22-and-a-half-year high this month. The Institute for Supply Management, a regional purchasing managers group, says its barometer of Midwestern business rose to 68.8 this month. That was its highest level since July of 1988. That jumped due to a surge in new orders. Strong quarterly earnings numbers from, among others, energy giant Exxon in a more than $7 billion deal involving the acquisition of Massey Energy helped to boost shares today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 68 points to close at 11,891. The Nasdaq gained 13 points, ending the session at 2,700. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 10 points today to close at 1,286. You're listening to NPR. The special Gulf Coast Compensation Fund, set up to aid victims of last summer's BP oil spill, has apparently issued only one final payment to a group of businesses and individuals who filed claims. The $10 million payout went to an unidentified business, apparently only taking place after the oil giant intervened on that company's behalf. Set up this past August, the $20 billion Gulf Coast Claims Facility is not expected to begin issuing checks to others until next month at the earliest. There are roughly 92,000 businesses and individuals who have submitted claims in connection with the oil spill. Government scientists say there's no link between defective Chinese drywall and the deaths of people exposed to it in their homes. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on a new report out today from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The CDC reviewed medical records relating to the deaths of 11 people in Louisiana, Florida, and Virginia. Family members were concerned exposure to the imported drywall was to blame, but the CDC's review concludes that without exception, the deaths were caused by severe health problems unrelated to the defective drywall. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has received more than 3,500 complaints about medical problems and metal corroding in homes built with Chinese drywall in 2006 and 2007. The consumer agency has asked CDC to look into the long-term health effects of exposure to the tainted building material. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Computer chipmaker Intel announced today it's halted shipments of some of its chips used in PCs and will be working with manufacturers to fix them. Flaw in the chips could cause them to fail over time. The Santa Clara, California-based company says it could cost up to $1 billion. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support